It's Saturday, June the 12th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Biden's DOJ to investigate Trump's and the Delta strain on a tear. First, the week in brief. America's Department of Justice assigned an independent inspector general to investigate the Trump administration's subpoenaing of Apple for phone records of prominent Democrats in 2017 and 2018. Its prosecutors had been hunting for leaks stemming from an investigation into contacts between Russia and the Trump campaign. Democratic senators have called for Jeff Sessions and William Barr, two of Mr. Trump's attorneys general, to testify under oath. American legislators introduced five bills to break up the biggest tech firms. The effort is bipartisan, a rarity in Washington today, and would, among other things, force companies to make consumer data portable between platforms and block the firms from buying competitors and from selling services at a competitive advantage on platforms they own. Though bipartisan, the bills face daunting odds. The Delta strain of COVID-19, the fourth, quote, variant of concern of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, first detected in India and now gaining ground on both sides of the Atlantic, is 60% more transmissible than the Alpha variant, according to England's Public Health Authority. Delta is also more resistant to vaccines. Jabs produced by Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca are 17% less effective after the first dose than against the Alpha variant, but crucially, that gap closes after a second shot. Hong Kong's censors were empowered by the territory's government to prevent screenings of films perceived as a threat to Chinese national security. Previously, the Film Censorship Authority did not assess political content. It is the latest in a series of crackdowns on freedoms in the city by its government at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party. Didi, a Chinese ride-hailing company, filed papers for an initial public offering in New York. Though the firm has been tight-lipped about how many shares it would offer and at what price, Reuters reported that it would seek a valuation of up to $100 billion, making it the largest Chinese flotation in America since Alibaba in 2014. McDonald's told employees that hackers gained access to data regarding its American, South Korean, and Taiwanese operations. Data concerning the business, its employees, and some customers were stolen, though McDonald's claimed that no payment was demanded. Recently, an impressive series of businesses have been struck by ransomware attacks, the latest being another Chicago-based multinational, Invenergy, which runs solar and wind farms. Rupert Murdoch, the Australian media tycoon who built News Corp and its Fox News brand in America, wrote down the value of his flagship British tabloid The Sun to zero. The red top was hit hard by the pandemic, circulation fell, and print advertising revenue dropped sharply. For decades, Britain's most read newspaper, The Sun recorded a pre-tax loss of £201 million in the year to June 2020. And word of the week. Emmet, noun, a pejorative Cornish word for non-Cornish people, used to refer to tourists, and sure to be heard during the G7 summit there. In Devon, the equivalent term is grockle.